She entered Miss Scotland, right? This Hayley Mackay entered Miss Scotland and got into the finalists. Well, I'm reading this in the paper and I'm like, you are fucking kidding me. Nobody's ever seen this girl.
Hello, I'm Sean McDonald. You're listening to Blethered and this is the story of Hayley Mackay. Here's an introduction to Hayley if you're not familiar with her, as she has quite the profile. She's a model, a Miss Scotland finalist, the niece of Rangers legend Ally McCoist. She's been the love interest of various Scottish Premier League footballers. She was the one-time girlfriend of Leicester City and England footballer Jamie Vardy, and naturally, a friend of the rich and famous. Oh, one more detail. She never existed. I'm joined by Gabrielle Livingston as we dig into the bizarre and unbelievable existence of the girl that never was. You'll hear me tell the story of how I crossed paths online with Hayley, what went on in her imaginary world, and how it all began to unravel. There's also chat about my experience of having my own photos misused by people and how I laid traps to catch them and find out their real identity. Hello, if you're listening, Mark. I hope work is going well. Since recording this, I've found new information and even more detail on this saga. I'll be bringing you those stories and speaking to some of the people who fell for the act. But for now, enjoy this introduction to Glasgow's most prolific ever catfish. This is the greatest Glasgow catfish tale ever told, and you're about to hear it.
I'm so excited. I'm so ready.
Right, so I'll just go right back and I'll take the listener on this journey with us as well, right? And I'm gonna kind of go between my recollections and experiences alongside media coverage.
Okay.
So we have to go back to 2011, early 2011. And somebody added me on Facebook.
I was 11 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say that. There's something really weird about that. Like, you're a pure, fully fledged adult. But I kind of feel as if now, oh shit, I'm sitting with an 11-year-old. I'm going to have to tailor this to be more child friendly. Thankfully, you're not 11.
Can you? How old are you? 20.
Yeah, when back then.
Yeah.
I was going to say yeah now. Yeah, I was 20.
Okay.
And so I get this person added me on Facebook, and the name was Hayley Mackay. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to very quickly get the photo up and show you, right? So this is Hayley Mackay. Good looking girl and stuff.
That's weird. What? I recognise that picture.
Right, so...
Yeah, blonde. She's cute. She's blonde,
yeah,
blue
blonde
eyes.
Hair and so on. And I accepted the friend request, as any 20-year-old would do. And I had a wee look. Mm-hmm. And I thought, right, okay. And that was that. Maybe a couple hours later, I got a BBM request. There's a flashback. Remember I said to you the other day, do you know what BBM yeah. is? You're only 11. You shouldn't have. I'm going to have a word with your mum. You shouldn't be using BBM.
Yeah, but bear in mind, I went to a private school, so everyone had a BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah, of course. Checking their fucking... I'm going to check my ISA.
Fucking
private school arseholes. The smart of the private school system, that's next week's episode.
Oh, honestly, I'd love to talk shit about private schools.
We can do that. Anyway. So, added me in BBM and started messaging me. Mm-hmm. I saw you in Common. Now, Common is a club in Royal Exchange Square, which is currently called House, H-A-U-S, used to be Shimmy.
Okay.
And it was Common, I think, for any old people, even older than me that are listening, it was B-Lo and I think Balbazar it was called.
Okay.
Maybe something else, but it was Common at the time. And I was like, that's weird. So I kept getting BBM messages and just chat and asking stuff. And you notice somebody changes their picture or their status. And it was like GLS tonight and then after party in my new penthouse. Oh, this. So straight away, I'm like,
this penthouse is, in Glasgow.
Aye, straight away. And it was the penthouse over there, it was saying at Lansfield Quay. So we are currently recording across the Lansfield Quay. And as we can look out, you can see one of the big penthouse flats.
Yeah.
Just next to like the Hydro and the Radisson Red. And I'm like, that's
that's bullshit, that's not real. I started seeing through it. So then I kind of looked through the Facebook and I was like, this is a fake profile. I don't know if catfish was even a term at that point, because that was just about the time that catfish came out.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any terminology for it, but I just kept going, that's a fake profile. And I kept getting messages like, oh, saw you last night. Com was a small club, but it was tiny. If somebody was in there, you would bump into them.
Mm.
And I remember just replying, so this is maybe after a week or so, and saying, you're not a fucking real person. Like, this is bullshit.
You would recognise her if you were in that
100%.
Place. You would see her. She's bright blonde hair.
100%.
And really pretty.
And I never really get much pushback, but I didn't get much of a reply. So now we get into, I'm constantly observing. Now, I'm going to just probably remember this intermittently. So it's not necessarily in chronological order, but she entered Miss Scotland, right? This Hayley Mackay entered Miss Scotland and got into the finalists. So I'm reading this in the paper and I'm like, you are fucking kidding me. Nobody's ever seen this girl. So she's entered Miss Scotland. Now I've got one of the articles here in front of me, right?
Wait, what?
Entered Miss Scotland. But I then started to notice. Now I'm not going to... I'm looking at three of the names, right? I know one of these footballers personally, and I have done since I was a wee boy. But all of these Scottish Premier League footballers were always like replying to the tweets and stuff. And I never said it, and I kept my powder dry. I was like, I'm keeping out of this. But they were engaging and interacting with a catfish account. One of them played for one of the big two in Glasgow. I'm not saying Celtic or Rangers, but it was one of the two. And they were like, kind of making out as if, oh, there's a wee something going on. You know, like the implying of there's a wee romantic connection here with tweets sort of hinting at it and, oh, BBM me that babe and stuff. And I'm reading it going, you're probably talking to like a fucking 42-year-old guy. Like, this is going to end in tears. And this is kind of where it gets a bit mad, right? So then I'm protecting the names of the innocent here. There was somebody else I knew who worked, a woman who worked, was very prominent in Scottish media, who would always reply to tweets, and again it was all implying stuff like that would reference how they've had a private conversation and thanks lovely and all this, thanks for that. And she would reply, no, I'm gonna give this away actually, I'll say the initial. This Hayley Mackay would always call her by her initial. No worries, D, great to chat with you earlier, D, and all that. I remember being like, I again spoke to this person in Sugar Cube nightclub, it was in Glasgow, and I said, by the way, see that Twitter account you're speaking to, stop, it's not a fucking real person. And I was kind of dismissed. I wasn't the only one, by the way,
that thought that she was a catfish.
Yeah, I wasn't the only one. There was a lot of people that realised, but she built up a following of like 10,000.
Wait, this is insane.
It's insane, right? Oh wait, we ain't even got anywhere near how insane it's about to get. So then she starts talking about her uncle Ali McCoyster.
What?
Right? Right? What? Keeps referencing her uncle who's Ali McCoyster.
On her tweets?
Yeah, on her tweets and stuff. And it's never challenged or shut down, especially not by Ali McCoyster, because he doesn't actually have a presence on Twitter.
Mm.
And constantly reference her uncle. Yeah, me and my uncle. It's fucking mad. It's insane. So then she announces she's in a relationship with an English footballer. Right? And the English footballer also tweets to say that they're in a relationship. That English footballer was none other than fucking Jamie Vardy, as in Rebecca Vardy's husband, as in dot, dot, dot. It's Rebecca Vardy's account. That Jamie Vardy. Now, at the time, I believe he played for Fleetwood Town. So he wasn't at Leicester City. And by the way, the time period now is 2012. So she's, Hayley Mackay has gone, as in fucking, so I'm just reading a wee bit of this article, I'll come back to this.
Mm-hmm.
Hayley Mackay has entered Miss Scotland, is saying she is the niece of Ali McCoist, posing as a wag who says she's dating players from either Celtic or Rangers. There was a Motherwell player who I believe now plays in the English Premier League. There was Bury, who they're now defunct. And there's Jamie fucking Vardy. Do you know what? I think he might have been at Leicester at this point. Now, what I thought was nuts, I was like, Jamie Vardy had in his Twitter bio, like, her username, as if, like, you know how you used to...
Yeah.
Kids, as if your kids thing, you put your boyfriend or girlfriend's name in your Twitter account or Instagram, whatever. I would never do that. I'd rather die. He's got that. And I remember being like, holy fucking shit, this has gone really bad. This has gone really way too far now. Now,
this must have been so bizarre to watch this.
It was unfolding over the course of
like
a year.
A weird dream.
One of my pals had realised it like independently as well, that it was fake, and he mentioned it to me one time, and I was like, yes. And he had sort of noticed inconsistencies and that type of thing. Such as, I'm not making this up, I'm not exaggerating this with Jamie Vardy. Not that this is going to happen. Jamie Vardy's not going to listen to this, nor is Rebecca Vardy. Oh, you never know.
You never know.
And if either anybody would like to contest this, I'll happily go head to head at the Old Bailey. Like, I'll represent myself in court. Like, that happened. And I remember being like, my head honestly was what to fall off. I went, no fucking way, he's been duped by this. And it was all like, can't wait to see you, babe, and all that. This fucking mad patter. And first of all, what are your thoughts on this? And have you ever seen a catfish of this sort of magnitude where it's proper crossed over into real life?
Not when it's not like a Netflix documentary.
This should be a Netflix documentary.
It should be, by the sounds of it, and the fact that you're saying that's going to get worse. But no, I don't think so. This is insane, because it's bringing in like high profile footballers.
Yeah, I know.
And like, there's articles being written about her saying she's Ally McCoy's niece.
Yeah.
This is mad.
There was an article in the Scottish Sun about how Ally McCoy's niece partied the night away at GLS, and then she had a flat party. And at first I was finding it funny. And then
this is insane.
It's wild, right? It's absolutely fucking wild.
I've never heard of a catfish story like that. But back then, you didn't have TikTok, you didn't have people like investigating, you know, like teenagers looking at all of this. So it would have been way easier to get away with it.
Yeah.
But now I think it's too hard to get away with being a catfish.
I think so. People were far less discerning.
Yeah.
And you had no precedent to look at, or you had nothing to compare it to. And it had never happened before. As I say, the term catfish, I don't think was even in popular use at that point.
No, it wouldn't have been a thing back then. When did catfish start?
I can't remember, right? But I was first, my pictures were first used on Bebo in 2009. By somebody, and I remember getting a message on people just for some lassie saying, have me and you ever spoken before? And I think I was at the time a bit like, oh, did I meet you when I was drunk? And she's like, no, have you ever interacted with me on any form of social media before? I think she called it social media, MSN or something like that. And I've went, well, no. And then she went on to explain that this guy called Craig, a plumber from Glasgow, who had all my photos, she showed me the profile, and I was like, holy fucking shit. Again, the concept had never crossed.
That must have been mind-blowing.
It was, because the concept had never ended. Even the idea of it, I didn't know was a possibility, because I'm not a psychotic, you know, freak.
But you still get that now. People constantly do that on Tinder.
It happened like that just this week.
You get that a lot.
Constantly.
When I see you put it on your story, and you're like, yet again. This is not me.
Do you know the only time I ever say it? Because I remember people used to be like, oh, we get it. And I'm like, no. You obviously don't fucking get it. If somebody is like, say, I get sent them quite often, and it's my pictures, and they're saying they're Robert for like Nottingham or fucking Aberdeen. I'm like, do you know what? It's not my problem, like, I kind of don't care. But it's when they're saying mental stuff, or they're using my name and actually pretending to be me. See, if you use the pictures and you create another persona.
But they're saying Sean.
Yeah, if they're saying Sean, then I'm like, I've got no option but to address this.
Have you ever made a fake account?
No, have a fuck. But to try and catch the person out?
No, I've never made a fake account to, like, catch someone out, but I did make a fake account on Hinge as a guy, so I could, like, see the competition of the girls when I was like 19.
Are you sure you want to admit that?
Look, I was 19, and me and my pals were like, let's just see what the girls are up to. And the girls are so much fitter than the guys in Scotland. That's all I'm going to say. But
see, to go back to that, me becoming aware of the catfish thing.
Sorry, can I just clarify? I wasn't like chatting to anyone.
Yeah, just
I just wanted to see the accounts, and then I deleted it after like an hour of having a stalk.
Can I just touch back on that point of like mentioning it, it's only when it's been too far. Anybody from Kilmarnock, I'm not going to say his second name, right, because I end up in doxing type things, but from Kilmarnock there was a guy who was prolific for years, and because he was thick and I managed to set traps for him, I got his phone number. His name's Mark something from Kilmarnock. And he, I think, is married with a kid. And he was contacting under-16s.
Stop.
Yeah. And over-16s. And what he was doing, he was conning girls out of
with
naked...
With your pictures?
Yeah, he was conning girls out of naked photos and sending his own back.
Sean, that's fucked.
I know. I've touched on this before, right? And I've got dark skin. Not dark skin, but I've got like a sallow skin.
Yeah.
He had really pale skin and covered in tattoos. I don't have any tattoos. So I don't know how he thought he was getting away with it, but he something kind of was to a degree. And I was having upset, you know, girls and women messaging me. And I'm like, I sympathise, but also I'm reluctant to get too involved in this because it's nothing.
Because it's not you.
It's nothing to do with me. But we caught him out and the police were doing nothing and I had to essentially force them into doing something by saying, I'll report you for a refusal and dereliction of duty. Because I provided you with all the evidence, you have confirmed that it's him, and the reason he got caught is because I got his phone number, proved beyond reasonable doubt that it was him doing the messages, the police checked it, and he had previously logged a crime, and when he logged the crime, he gave his phone number. So the police went to his door in Kilmarnock. I probably could still find his Twitter somewhere on his Facebook, but what also happened is he did it to a girl in Kilmarnock, who then found me, because this was quite a few years ago, so I think it would happen now, right? I'm not trying to be funny or that, but 4 or 5 years on from then, I am probably a lot more recognisable than I was. I'm not for a minute suggesting I'm quote unquote famous.
Yeah, but social media's advanced.
Aye, and obviously once you've been on TV and that type of thing, more people are going to be generally aware of you. But she wasn't at the time, and she messaged me again, I went through the whole thing, and then I saw she was for Kilmarnock, and I said, I know that this guy's from Kilmarnock and I've got this phone number. The police are currently away checking it. I mean, but if you want to go and cross-reference it and see if you can find who it belongs to. She posted it on her Facebook saying, this person's been sending me really twisted sexual stuff, pretending to be somebody else. Does anyone know who the number is? Immediately, everybody started commenting. He had a mad nickname. I can't remember the nickname. It was strange, but his name's Mark something. I wonder, you never know, he might be listening to this.
Sean, that's so fucked up.
I know. So it's only in instances like that where I'll ever mention it, because it can get very dangerous. And back then as well, the potential implication that I saw was, what happens if I'm on a night out and somebody goes, is that that guy that was messaging your daughter, sister, girlfriend or whatever? And I'm none the wiser. It's nothing to do with me.
That's terrifying.
I know. It's fucked up.
And he also, like, I can't believe the police did nothing. He's a full-blown paedophile.
Well, yeah. And that's it was only awful. When I kind of said that. And do you know what they said? Ah, well, you know, if we go to court and... He said it as if it's a fucking jovial matter, right? He's like, you know, if we go to court, you try and explain to the sheriff what Snapchat is. And I was like, listen, you fucking fanny. I mean, explain to him then. Like, that's your job. I was raging.
That's
insane.
I
was fuming. And it was only when I threatened to take action. In fact, as well, there was something else happened a while back, and the police officer was a fucking numbskull, a woman in Renfrew. She's lucky I've not reported her, because I ended up interviewed Detective Superintendent in one of the task forces, I'm not going to say where. And I told him the entire story, and he's like, she can get struck off for that, because I had everything on record. Where our conversations were recorded, and I basically said to her, she said, I'm not going to do anything, it's a bit too much work. And I went nuts, and I was like, I said to her, I said, you know what, I've got no option but to go above you, and I need to report this. And this is going to sound weird, right, but I was so angry that I couldn't do anything, that I just was like, I need to park that for now, or I'm going to lose my mind. And when I told him, he's like, she can get 100%, like, you get the sack for that. And she's lucky. She'll never be listening to this. But I would like her to know how lucky she is. Because, again, it was a similar type of situation.
Why haven't you reported her?
I still might, because I've got all the details. I've got the logs. I've got everything. But
I think that she's a piece of shit. And
it was about 2 years ago.
You'd probably be doing people a favour.
I know. So that whole long-winded explanation, but even way back for the start, while I was watching all this mad catfish stuff unfold, as much as it was slightly entertaining, right, and a wee bit funny, I remember going, that is actually somebody's photos on. This person is absolutely unaware that all of this is going on. That is until one of the friends, so the girl whose photo's been used, one of her pals, by pure chance, sees the article, or sees an article online that said about her doing Miss Scotland or something. She's reading it and she's like, what the fuck? So she goes to her friend. I don't want to say her name, right? But this is a barmaid in South Wales.
What?
Right, a barmaid in South Wales. Now, I'll read. This is the article from Mail Online. Anybody can find it, right? Mm. But I don't want to say this poor girl's name because she'll have no idea that this podcast is going on.
Yeah.
Which in itself is a bit mad. So, hoaxer stole Facebook photos of single barmaid 20 and entered her for a beauty contest. Woman X found that a fraudster had created a fake Twitter identity of Hayley Mackay. She posed as a wag dating... But fuck! I gave it away.
Just bleep it.
Okay.
Yeah, just right. Bleep it, just bleep it.
That'll make it funnier. Right, okay, I gave away the team there. Posed as a wag dating a Celtic or Rangers player. Bury, Motherwell and Leicester. Even suggested she was niece of ex-questioner sports star Ali McCoist.
That is... such a huge claim.
I know.
Like, that's mad. I know.
Used her photo to enter Miss Scotland contest, but she's never even been to Scotland.
That's right? Even worse. I know.
South Wales police are now working with Twitter officials to identify the hoaxer.
She's not even been to Scotland.
I know, right? So I'll read this. All right, so... I hate the fucking Daily Mail, right? They put the story in bullet points and then they just say the exact same thing at the start. But I'll just read it out. A gorgeous 20-year-old blonde barmaid had her glamorous Facebook photos stolen by an internet hoaxer who set up a fake identity and used it to torment professional footballers. Right.
Sorry, that's disgusting. 20 single, glamorous, gorgeous, whatever. Yeah.
Something, something of somewhere in South Wales was shocked when the fraudster used her photos under the name of Hayley Mackay on Twitter and posed as a serial wag in relationships with football players. Police are investigating after the fake even claimed she was niece of former BBC Equestrian sports star Ali McCoist and used someone's photo to enter the Miss Scotland beauty contest. The woman who is single said, "I don't know. I want to know why me, out of anyone she could have done it to. I'd like to tell her to stop doing it."
Why is she saying her?
Well, it's the same reason as me. I often wonder, what is it about being gorgeous and amazing that people... I'm joking. I don't know. To be honest,
it's definitely him.
She's looked at her and she's went, she's really beautiful. And she's in fucking Wales. And it's never going to reach her. But the fact that it did is insane, right? So she said, "I've never dated a footballer. I certainly don't want other women to hate me like this. I'm a single girl just getting on with my life." The hoaxer pretending Miss X was dating four footballers.
Oh my God.
Something of a Glasgow team. Motherwell, Leicester City's Jamie Vardy.
Sorry, that's so mad.
She's also posted messages on a blog site using my picture, claiming she'd had her ovaries removed and thanked everyone for their prayers.
Fuck off. That's vile.
Another blog spoke about her sister losing a baby and her grandfather dying.
Shut the fuck up.
I had no option but to tell the police here in Wales. Now here's further coverage, right? So this is from Wales Online. At one point she tweeted from her Twitter account, "Love this Oasis dress I wore to the Miss Scotland 2011 final." But the picture was in fact taken in girl X's South Wales bedroom and the dress was from Zara. So it's just mad. Apparently, I think she was getting sent money from people. It's someone from Glasgow, because people from the Glasgow Football Club, meaning players, have spoken to her on the phone, and she had the Glaswegian accent.
Wait, so it's definitely her.
I know who it is.
Sean.
It's about to get wilder.
Stop. my God, stop.
Yeah. Okay, it's about to get wilder.
Wait, what the fuck?
I'm blurring out some names, right, to protect the innocent. Hayley bragged about being in the players' lounge at a Glasgow team's stadium. Oh my God. The Glasgow club became aware of the matter after Hayley was quoted in the Scottish Sun talking about the newborn baby of an international player at the Glasgow club and claiming to have met the baby. And the mother of the baby has seen the article and been like, that did not fucking happen. And they flagged it up with the club.
That's so fucked.
Ali McCoy's teenage son, Alex, has also taken to Twitter to state that his dad knew nothing about any niece called Hayley.
Oh my God.
A club insider thought Hayley was a loose cannon. The source wanted to try to understand where she was coming from and what she was up to. So a worker at the club was assigned to befriend Hayley to keep an eye on what she was up to. At this point, they still had no idea that Hayley was fiction. Someone said to me, she's been on Twitter since 2006. She was saying she was in a relationship with Jamie Vardy from Leicester City. So he was at Leicester City. Now, the person who was doing it slipped up monumentally and momentarily gave away their identity or something that would help you to ascertain their identity, whether posting for the wrong account.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it even gets even madder, right? Excuse me.
So can I just ask really quickly, this is all happening.
Yeah, I'm going to step back and I'm going to let you react to some of this or any questions or any comments or anything you want to kind of reflect on.
But this is on MySpace.
This is on Twitter.
Just Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter, and she had Facebook as well.
Instagram wasn't a thing yet.
Instagram only really came about towards the end of that year.
So Facebook, Twitter, and nothing else.
And she had a blog where she's writing about her, getting her ovaries removed and all that.
And her grandpa dying.
Your grandpa dying, sister losing a baby.
So fucked up.
Do you know what it's kind of like?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
You know that TikTok account, that mad guy, where it's like, he's such an annoying prick, and it's... He's just always crying and screaming. It's like dad finds that his young daughter has drowned and all, and it's him like,
yeah, I know exactly.
Because he wants
about.
To be an actor.
Yeah.
I've never wanted to fucking batter somebody so much in my life. And it's like, how much bad luck can one guy have? It's like, did you see his most recent one?
No.
So for anybody who's not aware, right? And if you'd really like to see it, email me or whatever, and I'll send you it. Although I shouldn't say that because I remember seeing that once and I got like fucking 100 emails asking me to send me something. It took me ages. Anyway, there's this TikTok guy, right?
Just post it on your story.
Yeah, he videos himself. He'll come up with some like fictional thing and
he's
like...
He's acting.
It's him acting, but he comes up with pure mad stuff and it's always fucked up. Like,
it's really fucked.
Wife gets kidnapped and son gets abducted. Or
yeah,
there's
or like,
a shooter in the hotel.
Whole family drowns. And like he has to like drag them out and give them CPR and like they're dead.
His most recent one, right? It says, "Man with no legs finds out he's about to become a dad."
I was like,
"What fucking angle can this head case be coming from?" And it's him crying and going like, "Oh, how am I supposed to run about and play in the back garden with him and stuff?" It's like this guy. Like,
that's actually so terrible.
I know. I'm going to write to Hollyoaks. Like, can one of you give this prick a job so I have to stop seeing his TikToks?
Sorry, where did he even pull that from? I went, great idea. It's such a good idea.
I know. What Hank's meant was he gets people to like take part in it and all that, and they're fucking.
He must have a really big platform. Like, I would spend a lot of time watching those, I'm not going to lie.
I hate them so much.
You devils do as well. You love it. You love to hate it. That's all right.
Psychological self-harm, I call it. I watch it knowing that it's going to piss me off, but I'll still watch it anyway. this is all over these social media platforms. But anyway, the girl who it was, so a pal of mine, I won't name him either, but he found that it was her. And... I mean, he had no proof because whatever it was deleted. And genuinely, right, I think he would have been on a BlackBerry. Screenshots weren't a thing. So it's not like you could just
quickly
screenshot something.
It.
So we kind of had no proof. However, the Scottish Sun ran the story, essentially naming her.
Shut up.
Yeah. And she was forced. She came out and was like, I know nothing about this, blah, blah, blah. People start doing digging. And eventually it was kind of proven to be her. Now, I went to look at it a few years ago.
Are those articles still out there?
So one of the articles was archived. Every other single article has been removed. And it's when I've clicked on the link, because there was a forum, right? A fans forum of a football club. And they were like, they've shared the link to the article.
Uh-huh.
from like 12 years ago. Now, I remember reading it at the time and going, like, well, that's her, she's banky rights. And then maybe a couple of years ago, I went to look, I went hunting for it again, right? And the article, I clicked on it, said, the article or the link you're looking for has been removed or is broken. So it's been taken down at the request of, like, you know, whoever it was written about.
But now, I didn't think that you were allowed to do that.
So you must be, there must be ways you can apply to do it, right? So there used to be dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of articles.
With her name.
So ones about Hayley Mackay without her name, and there was loads with her name.
Mm-hmm.
When I go onto Google, right, and I type in Hayley Mackay Glasgow catfish, one result. One result. That's it. That's all there is. So it's been systematically taken down.
She is so lucky.
So she's
nowadays she'd lose her job. She'd lose
everything, right? And now if I type in her actual name, here we go. Now when I type in her name and then I type in G, the suggested thing comes up Glasgow catfish.
Wait, the girls are like real name?
Her real name.
Stop.
But it's all been taken down. Now, I remember at the time looking at it and going, oh my God, like she's paid like a professional company to get, because you can have that done. In fact,
you can a mutual
pal of ours, right, I'm not going to name them here, I'll tell you later,
okay,
was telling me about a massive entertainment presenter who is now on loads of different shows, right?
Stop.
He had to pay a company to go and get loads of stuff wiped, where he had slaughtered another comedian that was on a show with him. So like in the past he'd be why is this fucking piece of shit getting blah blah blah, and like he's terrible. 10 years later they end up working together and he has to go and get it done. So it can be done.
I didn't know that was
but
a thing.
I didn't dream these articles. I read them at the time.
It feels like you've been gaslit.
It does a wee bit, because they're not there. Now,
but
if
you
I type
know
in,
that it's true.
If I type in Hayley Mackay, Glasgow, right, and then I go to news, there's loads of stuff, but none of them's really about the Hayley Mackay that we're talking about, who doesn't exist. Now, what I'm looking forward to, though, is now and again, I will search Hayley Mackay catfish on Twitter, and somewhere, somebody in Glasgow will go, here, does anybody remember? and we'll go on to kind of talk about it. It is the wildest. I mean, I've seen some wild catfish tales in my time. I've been fucking the person whose photos have been used in a few of them, more than a few of them. But I think that is the craziest one, for the fact that this person was accepted as being a micro celebrity in Glasgow in 2011 to 12.
Sean, this is like a breakthrough podcast episode.
I know.
This is crazy, because also, like, you're older than me. You know,
my
generation won't really know about this.
That's true.
Isn't that so weird?
My generation.
Because you're like, you know, wait, so back to the story.
Yeah.
What did your pal discover that she'd made, like, what was her slip up?
I can't remember. It was like basically posting like a photo of herself by accident, or something that gave it away. Honestly, yeah. And I'm not making this up, because it was, I know it's like, oh, that's funny. The only detail you don't remember is that. I genuinely don't, but I just remember him coming and telling me. And then everybody started digging and people were able to go, aye, aye. And,
yeah.
Do you know what? Do you want me to go on Twitter right now?
Yes,
right?
Please.
And I'll search for some tweets.
While you search, I'm going to take my TikTok of the day clip. I was listening to a podcast we were doing and you called TikTok the TikTok.
I called it the TikTok.
You called it the TikTok.
No,
and I
never.
No, you did, Sean.
What
that
was
just shows how I'm like, I don't know. I think
I probably went, I saw the TikTok as in meaning the TikTok
no, no,
video.
No, you were calling TikTok. You were like, oh, on the TikTok.
No, I would have meant on the TikTok video. So
no, you were speaking to Paul Black, because I was listening to that. It was like one of your first ones with Paul.
Oh,
Black.
That was years ago then.
Yeah, you
count?
Called it the TikTok.
Right. Someone tweeted, Hayley Mackay syndrome. Haha, does everyone in Glasgow know this bird then? Somebody's tweeted her being like, don't worry, Rihanna's still to announce her.
Wait, is her TikTok still active? No, her Twitter's still active.
No, no, it's long gone, but you can see where people have mentioned her.
That's mad. And what about the big presenter that you mentioned it to? Can you see that she's been tweeting her? The one that she was calling
No,
D?
She's deleted. She wasn't a big presenter, but she was prominent at the time.
Okay.
See that Hayley Mackay, mate? She's the same as this programme. She's a something girl from Glasgow. Doesn't exist. Aye, mate, it's
so
mental.
Mad.
She has a full story. She's been about for years. The mad girl must have problems. Which, by the way, I don't doubt, and I'm not going to sit and take the piss in that sense.
But how old was she?
She was like my age at the time, so she'd been like 21, 20.
Okay, so she was like around the same age as the girl that she was impersonating.
No, yeah, she was like the same age, yeah.
Now, and when she got discovered and she came out and she was like, no, it wasn't me.
She basically never publicly acknowledged it, but the newspapers approached her. And the papers approached her and were like, here, what have you got to say about this? And she's like, it wasn't me. So see the article where she was approached?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it basically said, girl denies being catfish. That was the story. It's gone. So that's been paid for or through legal notice to be taken down.
How much do you think that would cost?
Oh, here we go. I found some of her tweets.
Stop.
I found her Facebook. 22nd of May, 2012. Absolutely gutted Jamie and Vardy and I split up because I guess you can't help someone falling out of love with you. I'll always love Jamie and I'm absolutely gutted, but I hope he does well at Leicester City Football Club.
Oh my God.
Fucking
oh
wild.
Oh my God.
Here's another tweet, right? For 21st of January, 2013. How fun would it be if that Hayley Mackay turned up in Catfish with Michael Ball and Big Nev or Neve? Haha, weirdo Catfish. Watching Catfish and hoping Hayley Mackay, the Rangers fan, makes an appearance. More like Big Tam for the Gorbals caught. Killian Sheridan, ex-Celtic player, this is in February 2013, waiting for a Catfish episode with that Hayley Mackay. Somebody else, watching Catfish for the first time. When's the Hayley Mackay series? Her story deserves a series at least.
But that's crazy that people, she wouldn't have been able to leave her house because people will know who she is.
To the last of the girl who did it?
Yeah.
It's totally went under the radar. Absolutely went massively under the radar. There's another, Barry Douglas, don't know where he's playing now, Scottish footballer. Hayley Mackay is in Glasgow's most wanted, #myth.
That's absolutely mad.
Let's see if I can see any others. I mean, there's quite a few.
That is mad.
I know. It's just
that
wild.
That is so mad.
But they put out this statement. 2014. Oh, that's a boy I know. Let's see. Scott Chiste. Sitting watching Catfish and remembered about that roaster that made up Hayley Mackay. Did she ever get found? So it was like, it became...
It is a thing. It's like a kind of like a pop culture moment. Do you know what I mean? Like that's insane.
Hayley Mackay should be on this programme, Catfish. That was December 2012, so it's like so many people were all kind of aware of it. I'm going to double check in case anybody's spelled
it
wrong.
But do you not think it's mad that Jamie Vardy had an internet relationship, had this girl in his Twitter bio, even announced them going out and splitting up and everything, and it was a catfish from Glasgow?
Yeah.
Is that not insane? And now he's done the whole Rebecca Vardy thing. Like,
utterly,
what the fuck is this?
Utterly insane.
That's mad.
Now, I think what's happened here as well is she's come back, so what the fuck, Hayley Mackay has returned April 2013, so she's kind of been back at it again. I suspect that she would have been spoken to by the police, but if the police are unable to act upon somebody doing what they did with my photos in 2019,
there's no way.
No. Because the communication...
There's nothing in place.
It was, so it would have been under the jurisdiction, the Communications Act 2004, of which there's been some amendments made. But back then, it was so ill-prepared. And they admitted in 2019 that like, technology and apps have developed and grown at a far quicker rate than the law's been able to keep up with.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if you saw...
Well, even think about the whole thing with like Stephen Bear and Georgia Harrison, like when the whole sex tape was leaked, they had nothing really in place to protect people like
that. No, they don't. It's only, I suppose, it's only when landmark cases
like that
happen
when they change it.
Now, watch how quickly government passes legislation to deal with catfishing and misappropriation of other people's information and identity in order to deceive. Because, well, first of all, say I remember phoning up a 101 to get advice for the police, the call centre, to be like, look, this is happening, it's pretty concerning, it's getting serious. And the wee nyaff, the wee fucking bint that I spoke to at 101 went, well, if you put the pictures out in public, then what'd you expect? And I was like,
that was her reaction.
That was her reaction. And I said, I was like, I expect someone not to take my personal information. And I said, I'm on the fucking electoral roll. Like, I'm on the electoral register. So if somebody takes my name and address and goes to try and open a bank account, should I be sorry for it? You're essentially saying to me you had it coming.
But also, it's shocking to me that there's a man impersonating you, sending nude pictures of himself to girls under 16, and that's the reaction.
I know.
That's terrifying.
They were like, well, they basically said it was my fault.
And what? That's even more shit for you, because you're like, what? So now, like, maybe I might get battered a night out because someone's younger sister has been, like, basically violated by me because I've sent them, like, this random guy's impersonating
and
me.
They
that's
were
insane.
They were sending him images as well, and I said, he
oh
is
my
now...
Oh, my fucking God.
I said, he is involved in the distribution, the creation, and the possession of child sex images, and that's not enough for you to act upon. Scottish, and it's, the police are looking at the government and saying, well, there's no legislation for us to act upon, which to a degree, a small degree, I'm like, okay, use your initiative, bozo, because see if it was your daughter or your neighbour or somebody, you'd be acting a lot quicker, but you're just looking going, oh, well, hands are tied, which really frustrated me. But
that's vile.
I was talking about this on Breakfast TV last week with Nicola Thorpe, and it was about MPs being catfished, and there's one MP who was he's the chairman of the 1922 committee. He's what you would call a prominent backbencher, William Ragg. He's had to resign, and basically what happened was MPs were being mass targeted by people pretending to know them. And this William Ragg has got into very intense sexual conversation. There has been the trading of images and material, explicit in nature.
Sorry, is he married?
I don't think so. He's an openly gay MP, and he was then blackmailed into handing over confidential information about his parliamentary colleagues and also sensitive government information. There was speculation that it could have been a foreign actor, you know, somebody working as a spy hostile nation, a hostile organisation. That has been ruled out, but I don't know if I would buy it completely. But the security services are saying, no, it's not that, but it's still pretty sinister.
I probably shouldn't have laughed, because I know that it is actually pretty horrendous.
It's horrendous, but it's also comical. It's like,
yeah,
are you naive?
You're a fully grown man.
Are you naive? Are you a moron? Or are you both?
Yeah.
You are in a senior government position, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And the point is, see if he wants to exchange any type of content, feel free, big man. Crack on, enjoy your life. But it cannot cross over and interfere with government work, and it cannot jeopardise government information, nor can it jeopardise or compromise the personal, secure, private information of your parliamentary colleagues.
Mm.
Now, the fact that they have been stung, so many of them, watch how quickly they now implement legislation to make that a criminal offence, because they're the ones that have been impacted. Mm-hmm. Now, I know sometimes that's just how the world works, but it's deeply, deeply, deeply frustrating. And obviously we're laughing at the absurdity of this Hayley Mackay one, and we're kind of reflecting on it. But it is it's more indicative of a wider issue, as representative of a wider issue, which is security. Not only does security have to improve, consequence and culpability have to be there.
And at the same time, we can laugh about it, but think about that poor girl.
I know how
this
she feels.
Poor girl, like, that's horrible.
I know, aye. And people are like, oh, I wonder how she feels. Like, I know exactly how she feels.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
You feel violated.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, with her, it's different. With you, this is a paedophile we're talking about.
Yeah.
And like, that's a whole other level.
He's one of so many. And I would like to put this as a message directly to the person who I know will be listening.
Oh, God.
I very recently put out on Instagram saying I've actually managed to catch the identity of one of the people that was very recently doing
that.
It prolifically, and I said, you've got until tomorrow to contact me and apologise.
I saw that.
And if you apologise and you stop it, then I'll let it go. No apology was forthcoming. Now, he probably didn't sleep for a few days, and then he's probably forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've not forgotten about it. and I will drop that when I'm ready at the right time. And it's, phew, I wouldn't want to be him. I wouldn't want to be him. Because I thought, do you know what? I'm going to hold on to that. Because the impact, I'm not seeking to be vindictive or like a mad sinister, like I'm going to get my revenge. But it's like, do you know what? There are consequences to that type of thing.
And is he be chatting to girls?
Yeah, but there's some other shit as well. And I also, I don't want to be caught up in that.
Had a really rough time of this.
Yeah, I don't want to be caught up in it. I don't want to be, it's not like a game to me.
No.
It's my life, like it's not nice. But also there comes a point where you're like, I have got no option but to respond, and I've got no option but to deal with it. And I suppose, for want of a better term, I've got no option but to strike when the time is right.
Sean, this is really fucked.
I know, it's horrible.
Like,
if I
was in your position, I'd be really, really upset. Like, you're doing quite a good job of, like...
Can I just deal with it?
I know, but, like, really violent and honestly really upsetting.
The way I see it is, it kind of comes with the territory a wee bit. Like, these types of things will happen to you if you're maybe in a more... If there's a little bit of a spotlight on you, these are things that can happen. Now, if I don't want this... I can easily retreat, right? And I can go, I'm shutting everything down. I'm no longer doing that. However, I see it as, okay, this is something that, a negative that comes with. I get a multitude of positives that come.
Mm.
I got a lot of benefits, a lot of great things. This is kind of one of the rubbish things. Is it enough to stop me doing what I'm doing? No. So it's like, well, I kind of have to try and manage that and mitigate it, absorb it, deflect it as well as I can.
Has it ever made you think that you don't want to do it anymore?
A wee bit at times, but it's momentary.
How did you feel when you found out about this guy in Kilmarnock who is a paedophile?
I felt ill, but I felt frustrated because he was so close. I could get my hands on him. So he said his name was Mark Tannock. This is how clever I was about it. His name was Mark Tannock, and he was a keen footballer, and he was a landscape gardener. And he spoke about his landscape gardening work quite often to people, and people would tell me this. And I'm putting all this together and I'm going, right, his first name is probably actually his first name. And I was like, but Tannock? I mean, I've never heard that as a surname. And I honestly just went, I apply Occam's razor to a lot of stuff, and I think it means the simplest explanation usually is the correct one.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one that requires the least amount of steps to get there, that's usually the real one. And I said, I bet you any money, he has just seen the word Tannock somewhere and went, fuck it. I went, it's got some significance to him.
Mm.
It's on his radar. So I typed in Tannock, Kilmarnock. Up comes Tannock Street. And what's on Tannock Street in Kilmarnock? A landscape gardening business. So the net was closing in.
Oh my God.
So the net was closing in. And I was like, I'm getting closer to this guy. And then I would always say to people, by the way, public service announcement, if you come to me and say, just to let you know, I've blocked and reported this person, I really appreciate you taking that measure and telling me, but I would much rather that you got the person's phone number and we could then, interact with them, because then you can track them down.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of close them in. And by the way, see when I'm saying about the person who didn't come and apologise, and he probably thinks that I've forgotten. I've not forgotten. I know who you are. And if you're listening, it's not too late. See, if you just say sorry and just acknowledge wrongdoing and stop it, then I would leave it. Because I'm not out to, like, as I say, I don't want to play in your wee weird games. But also, I've got every right to kind of protect myself, in a sense.
I think you've already given them long enough.
Yeah, I know. You just get the longer it goes for him, the worse it will get if he just fails to apologise. And I recognise as well that it must be quite daunting, but believe me, if I get an apology, I'll just leave it.
I can't believe the amount of shit that you've had.
I know. So,
like, I already kind of knew a little bit, but I didn't realise to this extent.
I never really go on about it too much. Alright, no. Catfish tried to get me to go on MTV Cat. I was like, fuck off, no way. No, thank
you. Wait, what was it?
Catfish, like, approached me to go on the show, and I was like, nah, I'm not. See, like, once, I never really get this right, but once or twice people are back to me, you're just desperate for spotlight. Really? Really? See, if I was, I would have been on like 101 fucking bullshit reality TV shows by now.
Sorry.
Including Catfish.
Also, that's not the way to go about it.
I know.
That's so fucking bizarre.
So I was like, no, but I did say, I was like, oh, but I'd like to interview one of your producers. Like, I'd love to do that.
Oh, that would be really good.
I did it. Oh, sorry, it had been done like 3 years ago. And in fact, I was sitting in Wagamama at Gatwick Airport after coming back from the Amalfi Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been 2020. Yeah, it was. And I looked at my Instagram message request, and I had the message from MTV's like official thing, being like, maybe it was a catfish, can't remember. It had the blue tick anyway. Mm. And it was like, we'd love to have you on this, like, seeing you kind of talking about it before. And I was like, no, thank you, not for me, but I'd like to interview somebody.
Yeah.
When I came out of the messages and back into my message requests, I had like two messages for people that I knew, being like, I've just seen this picture of you on Tinder. And I was like, fucking hell, like, talk about it happening in real time.
That's crazy.
What was the thing I was saying? So what I would like is for people to get their phone numbers, and I just, there are ways of tracking them down, but with this guy, the net was closing in, but the one in Kilmarnock, he was frustrating me so much because I was so close. But then once I got him, I've got his phone number on my phone to this day. So I have.
That's crazy.
I know.
I've never had anything to that extent, but there is someone that's out to get me on TikTok and also on Instagram. So this guy, I think it's a guy, there's this person that's out to get me on like my podcast page and my Instagram and like my personal TikTok, and they know things about me that people don't really know.
Wow.
And I have a screenshot of a really, really vile thing that they left. So they like would troll me and like basically tell me to like shut the fuck up and stuff, and I was like,
it'll be someone that you know in real life.
I'm convinced it's someone that I know. And I remember seeing it and being like, this is fucking crazy. And like they just kept trolling me, and I just thought, right, whatever, like I mean I wasn't that arse, I just thought, like, it's fine.
Who do you suspect it is?
Well, see, at first, I thought it might be my French ex-boyfriend, but, like, they were using, like, British slang, so I was like, like, it was, like, Scottish slang, so there's no way he would have, like, known that. I posted it on my Instagram story, and I was like,
what to keep an eye out on is,
I mean,
specific patterns of writing. For example,
yeah,
people who put, this drives me nuts, but people who put a space before an exclamation mark, that's actually a very distinct thing, because not many people do that. Or sometimes people use two exclamation marks very specifically, or they use commas or ellipses, or they misspell certain words.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about having an eye for detail.
Right, I found it.
And when you can recognise those wee patterns, you can start to whittle it down to who it could be, or you can compare it against someone's pattern of writing.
And I need to start doing that. So they'd been commenting on like my personal TikTok and like my podcast that they've been like, shut up, like, you're a slag and all this, and I was like, whatever, like, that just makes me laugh. And then this person went French Tory slapper, which I don't really talk about the fact that my mom's half French a lot, like, there's not much else to say about it. And he went, your dad's Reese Mogg, oh wait, no, he's dead, lol. And he said that, and basically my dad died back in 2021, and my mom's French, so I'm half French, and these are two things that, like, I've talked about my dad dying, but I don't really talk about the fact that I'm French.
So it's somebody that knows
so
you.
So it's someone that definitely knows me. Also, I'm not fucking Tory. Like,
yeah, you're
but then also
far from it.
Because I went to a posh private school, that's probably where they're getting that from. Again, that's not something that I talk about. So it's definitely someone that knows me. And there's also been someone that's been commenting like really hateful stuff on my YouTube, on like podcast videos, being like, you're a terrible piece of shit. And they were like, you were a horrible person in school. And I like took pictures of like all of it, obviously, and they were like you've not changed and all this, and I was like, what the fuck, like, this is mad. And what at first I was like,
imagine it was like your English teacher or something.
imagine it was like one of my teachers, that would be like insane. But I was like, what? But the language wasn't similar, because this person that's like writing, they're like not writing properly, like they're spelling you're like you are and like things like that, like it's not correct.
Keep an eye on that, because they'll slip up.
Yeah, and the thing with, like, I honestly was gonna go as far to like hire a private investigator, because I was just like, fuck this, like, I want to, like, I honestly, more than anything, I was convinced it was someone that I knew, and I wanted to go to their parents, to their house, and show them what their kid was doing.
Imagine it was your ma.
Imagine.
Can't see, just as before we kind of round up, by the way, I just want to get a bit of chat about the au pair and being an au pair and the funniest ways to gaslight a six-year-old. Is the kid six?
Yeah, the kid's six. Basically, I went to Madrid for 2 months at the start of January to learn Spanish and just honestly to get out of Scotland for a little bit.
¿Has aprendido español o qué?
Mi español no es bueno.
Bueno, podemos practicar juntos sí. porque está muy, muy fácil para claro. aprender y te enseño si quieres.
Después.
Sorry for all you monolingual idiots.
He's perfect.
All you morons. Oh shit, did I say that in English? I thought I'd say that in Spanish. We'll change back because these can only really speak English. So
yeah,
of
course.
It's a shame for them.
But
I'm only joking. Listen, yous are all trying hard. That's the main thing. What's that?
Do you think so?
Nah, I don't know. I don't think they are.
No, probably
they all regurgitate any time people go, una mesa para cuatro, por favor. Yeah, like, oh my God, shut up, I didn't hear that one, Merti. Shut the fuck up. Right, so you went to Madrid.
So I went to Madrid to learn Spanish. And like the easiest way to travel really is like be an au pair, or, like do TEFL or something. So I picked an au pair family. And one of my friends was living in Madrid. So I was like, this is perfect. I found a family in Madrid. It was just a six-year-old kid. And a dog, and fuck me, I'll never do that ever again in my life. I don't want kids anymore.
What was so bad about it? Because it looked like the dream at first.
I was having so much fun, right? Like, I made so many friends, and I was out and about Madrid, but it was just, I think it's the fact that kids are little shits. They're like, they don't have a filter, they'll just tell you how it is. They're honestly little bullies, and I know I sound pathetic, I know she's a six-year-old, but I don't give a fuck. Like,
they are like bullies, aren't they?
They are, like, they don't care. They have no, it's just, it was horrible. The parents were so sound, like, the parents were really sound. I'd drink wine with them and stuff, but the kid was just a riot. And I think it's probably the fact that she's an only child. I know you're an only child, but...
I'm like, sound.
Yeah, like, you're fine, but she was... so attention seeking, like anytime I tried to have a conversation, she was screaming. She was just like insane, and she'd always have to get her way. And I just think that they fed into that, and she was just mental.
See, when I first moved to Barcelona and I taught in the school, the contract was for 9 months you work in the school, you get three-month trimesters, of which you live with three different families. And the reason you're there, I worked all sorts of hours and I get paid €200 a month.
What?
But the deal was, first, I mean, it was 11 years ago, 10 years ago. Money levels slightly not as bad.
Yeah.
Obviously, inflation wasn't as fucking bad and so on. But it was really difficult. But they were like, you'll be fed. They'll kind of help you with a wee fucking metro pass here and there. And you'll get to learn the city. And you're there to help them practice their English.
Yeah.
The three families I had, great, and their kids were delights, and was really close to them. The third family, not so much, but that's just more like very different people. But
well, that was the same with me.
The third family, the kid was she was a wee sweetheart, and she's probably got a fucking PhD by now. Like, she was an absolute pleasure to be around. But to make money, parents would come and approach me and be like, "Can you take the kid up the road after school and fucking chat with him as you walk in English and." Have like a wee dessert or like, I don't know, some fouet or like something. Fouet is a Catalan meat or Spanish meat. And I'd be like, some of the kids were great. Some of them will be pricks. And I'd be like, oh, you fucking asshole, man. Or like some of the kids in the school will be dicks, but you're like, oh, right, okay, I'm resigned to it. But I didn't have to live with them.
Yeah, and I take it that was the worst for you. Was, because I think if I wasn't living with them, I wouldn't have... Like, I feel so bad for shitting on a six-year-old, but I genuinely just didn't like her. But it was because I was living with them.
Did you ever see there was a tweet that said, like, there was some woman was, like, slaughtering her deadbeat baby daddy and saying, like, my partner's completely abandoned his son, what's not to do with him? And someone quote tweeted it saying, but has no one ever asked if the kid maybe just has bad vibes? Like, why does the guy, he's just shit to be around? It's probably like, sounds like this wee kid.
And I feel so bad, but like, this was just my experience. And maybe I'm not built for working with kids, but I think it just didn't help the fact that I was living with them. And that's what my mum was saying as well when she was trying to make me feel better. She was like, bear in mind, you don't have any of your own space.
Yeah.
Like, you're living with this family, you're with them all the time.
And
like,
the kids probably demanding all sorts for you.
Well, I mean, it would just really annoy me because she would come into my room, like, just walk in.
Aye.
And I was like, oh my God. And basically, I've got this necklace with my dad's fingerprint on it. And like, it's obviously very sentimental to me.
Yeah.
And she would always grab it and always try to like play with it. Like, oh. And I'd never really wore it because I was always scared she was going to rip it off of me. And she'd just go straight for the shelf and like start touching it. And I was literally
That's annoying.
please, for the love of God, don't touch that. So, but I knew she'd go into my room when I wasn't there because I had a notepad and I was like flicking through it one day to try like write down some notes, and it was just, I had fucking monsters and scribbles in it. And I was like, I'm going to fucking scream.
So, I mean, my advice I thought was very measured and very reasonable, and I thought this is a good way to deal with it.
Yeah,
my
Sean advice, would send me horrible things that I should say yeah. to this kid when I was complaining about it.
My advice was essentially to completely gaslight a six-year-old.
He was like, just gaslight her.
Can we talk about, did you ever come up with any ideas? Can I share my favourite ones?
Yeah, please go on.
Right, my ideas to fuck with her, right, to get the kid back would be, right, I'll just list them all off, right?
Okay, go on.
Some of them are detailed, some of them are quick. So one would be to go and pick her up from school, right? And go at, you never mentioned it was your birthday today. And then the kid would be like, what? And you're like, why didn't you say it was your birthday? And then she'd be like, it's not my birthday. And then you go, but like all your family and like loads of your friends are at the house because your mum and dad have like thrown a big party for you. And like there's balloons and there's presents and stuff with your name on it. And there's like music and there's a bouncy castle and cake. And the kid's like, what? And you go, yeah, I just assumed it must have been your birthday. And then the kid would be like buzzing like out her nut, like on the way back to the house. And then we'd bust through the door and there'd be nothing there.
Sean, you've really thought about this. And then
she'd be like, to you, like, what the hell? You told me there's a party. And you'd be like, none of them.
Sean, that's so funny.
And then
evil.
She'd be like, feeling upset and going, but you said there was a party. And you're like, no, I didn't. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I never said that. Or another one, you could just go up to school and then be like, just wait there and then go and talk to a teacher and ask the teacher something like,
oh yeah, you told me to,
if
do
they
that.
Got go like ask the teacher anything, like if they get PE tomorrow, and then turn around and point at the kid so she knows you're talking about her. And then when she goes back, go like that. Sharp intake a breath and go, oh, she's not happy with you, by the way. And then you're like, what? And I'm like, what did I do? And you're like, it's not so much anything you've done, she just doesn't like you.
Sean, you'd be a horrible dad. Oh my God.
I mean, I'd never do it to my own kid. But
yeah, but she
lots
was...
other stuff you could do. Be like, oh, like, oh, your mum and dad, like, your mum and dad are just saying they were wanting to go on a holiday, but they don't want you to go with them.
The thing is, that is probably shit that they would carry for the rest of their life. But yeah, she was just like, she was just spoiled. She was just a brat.
That's how it will bring her down a peg or two, gaslight her.
I just stopped entertaining it and I would just ignore her.
Advice for any parents, if your kid's acting up,
yeah,
write to me and I will come up with some ways.
Yeah, something horrible. Do you not remember the whole Grinch thing? When they hired that Grinch and they came in and wrecked their house. Yeah. That is a good way of doing it.
Yeah, that would be a good way.
They will be traumatised though. That was a horrible experience.
I feel like I came up with some other things.
You did. I think you need to go back and listen to your voice notes.
Yeah.
Because they were really good. I was pissing myself.
Yeah, I'd be like collapsing with laughter from it. I'd be like, did you not want to go to like that party that... Like,
everyone else
is going to, like, are you not going? And she'd be like, what? And you'd be like, everybody in your schools, they're all going to a party. Like, I thought you knew about it. Like, they're going to this theme park and then they're going to, like, this fucking water
then
park.
Then they're going to Disneyland.
Yeah, they're doing, like, loads of stuff. Like, I just thought you didn't want to go and that's why you weren't going.
Oh, I told them that you didn't want to go.
Yes.
I told them that you really didn't want to go and you didn't actually like the kids.
Sorry, I got mixed up. So there's ways to bring kids down a peg or two.
But it's really put me off of having children now. Like, I really don't want kids anymore.
Mm.
Like, and everyone keeps telling me, oh, it's different when you have your own kids. Like, I just don't think that I'm cut out for that anymore. Like, I do like my cousins, like, because they're babies and they're cute. But
I'm trying to think if I ever had any.
Would you want kids?
Not right now.
Have you ever thought about it?
Yes and no. Like,
because you've got a nephew.
So I mean, I've got like my sort of honorary, like my pals' kids, and I say like my niece and nephew and stuff, and I do love them. Just it's not an instinctive thing right now. Although I will say the paternal instinct in me has heightened.
Really,
I can feel it happening, but it's not heightened to the point where I'm like, I really want to have a child. When I'm with kids that I have, it's the same as anybody, but kids I've got a connection to.
But
like,
also, you don't want to get to that point where like. Your paternal instincts like so strong that you'll just have a kid with anyone.
Yeah, I love like pal Gizzy's daughter Alba. Like, I just love her so much, and love when I'm there with her and giving her a wee cuddle and stuff and holding her wee foot and that. You're like, oh, that's just, she's amazing. But then I'm like, there you go, Gizzy.
Yeah.
There you go, Katie. Now you take that back now.
You can take the kid back.
Yeah, I'll see you soon.
You can give the kid back.
But I mean, pals might not all get kids. And they've got Kiern and Lila Tate and stuff. And my pal Liam and his wife Eva are about to have a baby and stuff. So they're definitely around more. I tend to do things a lot later than all my pals just because I like to have a carry on. Well, that was a gaslighting 6-year-olds was a great way to.
Still not over all the stories you've told me.
Do you have any other questions, any other business before we...
Well, I want you to tell me the name of her and show me a picture of her once we're done.
I can't find her on any social media. I'll tell you the name though.
Okay. But, tell me now and then you can bleep
can't
it.
Can't find her on anything. I wonder if she'll be listening.
No, say the name now and then bleep it. It'll get people on edge. You can bleep it. You're a literal podcaster. You know how to edit. So.
And on that note, we'll end it there. Thanks for coming. Let's do this again. You're good. You're good to bounce off and get a laugh. So, if anybody wants to suggest, right, I tell you what.
Okay.
If anyone wants to suggest that we delve into any stories, let's do that.
Like so, mystery catfish stories.
Or anything. Right, you could come and say, I want you to talk about
that the Earth is flat.
Yeah, whatever it is, something specific. Let us dive into it, and I will tell you the story. And you react to it. Or like you could tell me the story way. And I'll react to it. I think that'd be fun.
I think we need to interchange.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be a fun format. In fact, if you've got any you want to just go with, then I think we should just do it.
No, 100%. But we need to have a name for it.
Okay, we'll come up with something. But anyway, okay, right, that's a deal, we'll do that. So as I say, any recommendations, anything you want us to get into, send us a wee DM or an email. SeanMcDonald.podcast@gmail.com @SeanTMcDonald on Instagram.
And please let us know if you've been catfished again.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know if you've got anything to do with, if you've ever
been catfished.
Been catfished or catfished you've come across someone. Hayley Mackay. Or get in touch if you've ever been catfished by my folks.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I know quite a few people that over the course of time, you've got them on social media and you end up chatting and that type of thing.
They were
originally catfished by me.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I know. Mad, isn't it?
I'll have a wee fan base of catfish people.
I know. Well, what a buzz.
Thanks for my coffee.
You're very welcome. Just transfer me £4. Imagine, imagine you got a PayPal request.
Yeah, I know.
£3.70. Right, I'll stop boring everybody. And if anybody wants advice on gaslighting 6-year-olds, just give me a shout. Cheers.